I want to tell you this. I don't know everything that's going to happen in 2022. You don't either. And I don't think anybody knows everything that's going to happen. You only know what God let you in on. Ain't that right? Amen. Mm-hmm. But 2022 is going to be a great year for those who have walked with God. Amen. You listening to me? Amen. Hallelujah. So I wrote a little subject down here in my notes, and I want you to get this in your heart. Just get it grounded on the inside of you. 2022, a year of the Holy Spirit. Don't let that slip, please. 2022, a year of the Holy Spirit. Now, I don't know who else will hear this message. We're not live streaming. Although, for those of you that wasn't here when I made the announcements, we're not live streaming, but we are being videoed. Glory to God. So just want you to know, you're being videoed. We are being videoed. Go ahead and make up your mind right now. Go ahead and do it right now. That you are going to be victorious in this coming year, and don't limit it to 22, but beyond, that you're going to be victorious. Now, hear me good. You're going to be tried. You're going to be tested. But my Bible tells me that those that are tested, the believers that are tested are like gold that's thrown into fire. Rather than burning up, it come out shinier than it was before it went through the test, before it went through the trial. Now, listen to me, please. Don't just let this run off. Hold on to what I'm telling you. Make a decision right now that I am not going to be defeated. Don't matter what I face, I'm not going to be defeated. Right. But I already make a decision. I'm going to win in this thing. Amen. Because I'm serving a winner. Amen. I have a winner living on the inside of me. Yes. Y'all still here? Yes. I say, are you still here? Yes. Glory to God. So 2022, year of the Holy Spirit, what God wants to do in your life, say my life.
My life.
Say it again.
My life.
What God wants to do in your life and my life, he wants to move and make a difference. I want you to say this, and you can even jot it down if you'd like to. But make this statement. Somebody needs me.
Somebody needs me.
Say it again.
Somebody needs me.
God has designed it that way. Somebody needs what you don't have to repeat this, but somebody needs what you have to offer. Somebody needs the gift of God that has been imparted to you for his glory. Now, I believe that if you will receive this and if you will walk in it, that doors are going to open up to you, doors to get people saved, doors to pray for the sick, doors, just doors that God's going to cause to open up to you. But I want to caution you about something. It is real easy when God is using you to become prideful and think it's all about you. But I want to go ahead and tell you, Pastor James, I want to go ahead and tell you now, you can't do nothing, absolutely nothing, without the power of the Holy Spirit, without the leadership of the Holy Spirit. So I want to go ahead and tell you right now, get rid of the pride. Get rid of tells you something and just praise you for how you've been a blessing to them. You just lift your hand and say, Lord, I thank you.
Amen.
Y'all listening to me?
Amen.
Lift your hands and say, Lord, I thank you.
Amen.
You folks behind me, are y'all listening to me?
Amen.
Because it's easy to say it's all about me. I am something else. And I'm here to tell you, no, you ain't. No, you ain't. Jesus himself said, without me, you can do nothing. But the Apostle Paul added to what he said. He says, but we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So, you know, if God's going to use you, you got to have your attitude right. I've been saved since 69? I've been saved a long time, and I've met a lot of believers with bad attitudes. I've met a lot of believers that thought they were more than they really were, and they didn't give God the glory for what he was doing in their life. And many of them fell and did not produce because they didn't give God the glory. Or they took what God gave them and abused it. Used it as a moneymaker. God's getting us ready, folks. Thank you, Jesus. This time of a year is a time of thanksgiving. Guys upstairs, Psalms 105, verse 1. Just put it on the screen real quick for me. This is what you got to do. This is what you got to do. Hallelujah. I know y'all behind me. Y'all can't take notes. So you spouses out there, take notes for your wives, mom, who else, you know. Well, all right. Maybe Miss Kathy will share with you. Listen to what the Word of God says, and this is found throughout the Word of God. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Regardless of how 2021 was for you, I hope you will transition at 12 o'clock from 2021 into 2022 with a heart of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. With a heart of thanksgiving. Can I tell you something? Regardless of where you are right now, I just want you to know it could be worse. It could be worse. Hallelujah. So keep a heart of thanksgiving. You got to have that. You got to have, if you're going to flow with God, you must have a heart of thanksgiving. God is calling all of us And not just me as a minister. He's calling all of us. Point at yourself. Say, he's calling me. To walk in the Spirit. To live in the Spirit. Turn to Ephesians, book of Ephesians, chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Glory be to God. You with me this evening?
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 5. Now this is the word of the Lord to us. This is what it says. Beginning at verse 18. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation. But what?
Be filled.
Say what?
Be filled.
Say that again. Now, that's in the Bible. That's in the Word of God. We, listen, this is not an option. This is a command from God. Be filled with the Spirit. If we are going to please God the way He wants us to, we must live a Spirit-filled life. A Spirit-filled life. Verse 19 says, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Now remember over Psalm 105, what did it say? Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Now we see here in verse 20, it says, giving thanks always for what? All things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm trying to get you, listen, I'm trying to get you in place so that you can receive what's coming next. One of the things that the Holy Spirit does is He works on our hearts. He works on that inner man. He want to change the inside. He wants to change the way we think. I can't say it enough. But it's in the Word of God. You see it. Have a heart of thanksgiving. Now notice it say, be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. With a heart of thanksgiving. Oh, glory. Now, this is where I want to take you for just a few minutes. I want you to grab a hold of this, and then we'll see where we go from here. This is what God is looking for from you. From us, when I say you, that includes me too, you know that, right? Do I have your attention?
Yes.
Starting tonight, and I know some of you are doing it already, but some of you may not. We should be speaking, praying, and singing in other tongues.
Amen.
Now you may think, oh, preacher, I was following you until you got to them tongues. Now, I don't know about that. You know, I heard those tongues of the devil. I heard those tongues of gibberish. You heard wrong. Let me ask you a question. And I want you to answer this question with a show of hands. How many of you know that you are a spiritual being? Raise your hand. And keep it up, because I want to look around. You know that you are a spiritual being. All right. I see hands all over the place. Thank you. You just told the truth. You just told the truth. See, there's the natural and there's the spiritual. And God, listen to me, God's wanting to get us over into the spiritual, to flow in the spirit. And in, because let me explain something to you. And most of you know this, but I'll say it anyway just in case some don't. This body that we have, touch yourself. You know, you're touching your body. You're touching your body. I got news for you, and this really not news to you because you know this. This body is temporary. This body is temporary. Because of the fall of man, this body is going to die. Or if you're here when the rapture happened, it's going to be changed. Hallelujah. Either way, understand something. Your body is temporary. Now, it's very important to us. We need it right now. Without my body, I couldn't stand here and preach to you the gospel. I couldn't share with you what the Lord is telling me. Oh, okay? I couldn't do that. I need my body. It's my earthly house. Amen. It's my earthly house. And when this earthly house dissolves, I have another house. Amen. An eternal house. So do you. But this earthly body is the house to our spirits. It's the house to our spirits and our souls. You know it. We're spirit, soul, and body. You know that, right? We're spirit, soul, and body. When God created Adam, one of the things that God enjoyed doing was coming down and fellowshipping with Adam. Because what? Adam was a spiritual fella. You still here? Adam was a spiritual fella. And after he fell and after he disobeyed God, God knew what he did. He saw him when he did it. But yet and still he came down into the garden. And of course, Adam didn't want to meet with God. Stay with me. God has always loved fellowshipping with his creation, with his people. And in the process of fellowshipping, God imparts to them what they need to know. He imparts to them what they need to know. But over the years, Christians, have become carnal. In other words, they conduct their lives strictly by what they think, by what they hear, and by how they feel. And it's been tough for some people to learn how to flow in the Spirit with God. I'm here to tell you, God is calling you. He's calling us to flow in the Spirit with Him. Starting tonight. And the way that we activate it is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's also called to be baptized with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Other tongues is a language that we never learn. Why do some people fight it? Simply because it don't make sense. They cannot wrap their minds around it, so they reject it. And they forget it's a spiritual thing. Jesus said those that worship God must worship Him. How? In spirit and in truth. Amen. And having said that, it's hot in here. Somebody turn something on. Can I get an amen on the turn? Especially that first one. Y'all hot? Huh? I'm sorry, we turned it on. I'm doing the preaching. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you understand what I'm saying. If you try to figure it out, it's not going to happen. That's the reason we walk by faith. You hear me? That's the reason we walk by faith and not by sight. In other words, we walk by what God has said, whether we understand it or not. If God says it, we do it. Glory to God. Amen. Any of you other ladies need something to wrap yourself up? That's perfectly okay. All right. Praise God. Praise God. I'm not being mean to y'all, but I am about to sweat up here. Really. I know I got this coat on. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. Those of you that are baptized in the Holy Ghost, I want to encourage you to obey God and begin to worship Him in other tongues. Begin to pray in other tongues. Begin even sing in other tongues. But Pastor, I just don't know. Listen. Stop following your mind. The Word of God says that the things of God are so much higher than man. In other words, Isaiah, what is it? Chapter 55, I believe it is, where God says, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, and my ways are higher than your ways. We've got to grab a hold of that. Because God is calling us to live a spirit-filled life. Amen. Praise God. I didn't know I was going to preach this much. And you ready for the next one? The gifts of the Holy Spirit should be operating in our lives. I want to say that again. The gifts of the Holy Spirit should be operating in our lives. Now, when some folks, think of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, you know, they think of something real big, you know, boom. But you know what? The gifts of the Holy Spirit will operate in your life even in simple things. You don't have to be a preacher for the gifts of the Holy Spirit to operate in your life. Let me ask you out here. How many of you, you've had the gift of the Holy Spirit operate in your life and you knew it when it happened? Anybody, raise your hand high. If you knew, amen. Man, we had a number of hands raised. Well, I may or I may not, depending on the time tonight. Okay. Yeah, I understand, but I'm on the flow with this right now. But if you want to know what they are, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And so we let them do some homework. And like I say, I may touch on it, and I may not. But I want to flow in the direction I'm going right now. When you pray in the Holy Spirit, when you make a decision that you're going to live in the Spirit, God will use you. Now, here's the thing. Sometimes you can operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit without even realizing it, simply because you're flowing with God. You hear me? Simply because you are flowing with God. Hallelujah. Now, well, my wife brought it up. I'll deviate just a moment to just read to you what the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but I don't feel it's my job tonight to go in and explain in detail what they are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All righty. Turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now, all I'm going to do tonight is because I want to cover some other things, I'm just going to give you what they are. Verse 4. 1 Corinthians 12, 4. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. In other words, there are different gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. Verse 7 says, but the manifestation of the Spirit, these are the gifts of the Spirit, is given to each one to profit. Notice the word profit. To the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit. To another, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, listen to this, distributing to each one individually as he wills. What I just read to you are 9 different gifts of the Holy Spirit. Most of you know that because you've heard me teach on it before. But remember, he distributes as he will. What God is looking for from us is a willing vessel that says, Lord, I'm going to walk in the Spirit. I'm going to pray in other tongues. I'm going to stay filled with the Holy Spirit. And then when God wills, if I can say it that way, he will use you in whatever gift is needed at that particular time. Now, here's where people stumble sometimes. They get so caught up on the individual gifts that they miss what the Holy Spirit is trying to do. Hallelujah. They miss what the Holy Spirit is trying to do. Now, we'll deal with this again sometime in the future, and we'll talk about each of the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. But right now, what my focus is, I want you to make a decision that you're going to walk in the Spirit. And now, as I said, the gifts of the Holy Spirit should be operating in our lives. Matter of fact, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Some question, does God want to use me and the gifts of the Spirit? Do he want to use me? Well, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, it tells us, verse 1, pursue love. I want to explain something to you before I go any further. We were at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where I read you the nine gifts, but there are also ministry gifts mentioned there as well in that chapter. So we won't go over all that. You can read it, but the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit are spoken about in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians. Now, immediately following chapter 12 in 1 Corinthians, we have what we call the love chapter. Matter of fact, in 13, we won't go there, but the Bible tells us that we can speak with the tongues of angels, but if we have not love, it's just like sounding brass and tinkling cymbals, because something is missing. Something is missing. So immediately following what we'll call tonight is the gift chapter. It's more than that. The gifts of the Spirit chapter. And then we go on into chapter 13, which is the love chapter. Now we get over into chapter 14, and how does it begin? What? Pursue love. Pursue love. Now, we got to understand, if we're going to operate and flow with God, we're going to have to love. Yes. We're going to have to love God, and we're going to have to love one another. Amen. Let me tell you something. As much as the Bible talks about love and walking with love, don't think God's not going to bring that up again when we're all standing before Him. The subject will come up again. And we'll have to give an account to Him how we measured up when it came to our love walk. Didn't say we wouldn't go to heaven, but it said we will be rewarded and pray. Isn't it amazing? Think about it. One day, and I think about Jesus and all that He has done for me. And all I can do is say, thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. But think about it. One day when we stand before Him, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, you know what He's going to do? He's going to tell us, thank you for serving me. Thank you for helping that one that didn't have food to eat. Thank you for praying for that one that was near death, but because you prayed, they lived. Thank you for your service and your willingness to serve. You know what? We'll be rewarded for our service. We'll receive crowns. But what are we going to do? Take those crowns and lay them at Jesus' feet. Because we're going to say, Lord, you're so welcome, but we couldn't have done it without you. So I lay my crown at your feet. Woo, glory to God. We can't do anything without him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All right. I got to move on. So it says pursue love, but now here's where I'm going here. It says desire what? What? It says desire spiritual gifts. Why would the Bible tell us to desire spiritual gifts? Because God wants to use us to be a blessing to someone else. Spiritual gifts is not for us to boast about and say, look at me, how spiritual and anointed I am. Jesus said, I didn't come to be served. I came to serve. In the King James Bible, it says, I didn't come to minister, but to be ministered to, but to minister. See, that's the attitude we got to have. That's the attitude that God is looking for from us. Not only in 22, but in every year after. How y'all doing out there? Anybody excited yet? Oh, glory to God. So it says desire. Spiritual gifts. And then it goes on to say, for he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the spirit he speaks mysteries. Now, one of the reasons that we need to be spirit-filled and live a spirit-filled life is that when we speak in other tongues. And now we know that there are different kind of tongues. I just read in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 about the gift of tongues. There's the gift of tongues, and then there's devotional tongues. Amen. The gift of tongues is used in the assembly. Many times someone in the church here will have a tongue. And after that tongue, there will come an interpretation of that tongue, of what they have said. Sometimes folks would interpret their own tongue, and sometimes folks would give a tongue, and someone else will give the interpretation of that tongue. Now, you're saying, Pat, this is confusing to me. Read your Bible, sir. Read your Bible, ma'am. And of course, in the assembly, when the gifts of the Spirit are operating, prophecy, tongues, interpretation of tongues, it should be done decently and in order, and not just a bunch of confusion. But there's devotional tongues that you and I have. Remember I said we're spiritual beings? That is when we begin to communicate spiritually with God. You still here? We're communicating spiritually with God. If there's any time that we need to communicate spiritually with God, it is today. The world is in a mess. We must receive instructions and revelation from heaven. Can't trust the news media. They'll lie to you. We've got to stick with the word of God, and we've got to hear from heaven. Glory to God. How many times have I been concerned about something, and I naturally didn't have the answer, didn't know the answer to it? But I spent time with God praying in other tongues. And God would speak. And most of the time, God would not tell me how he's going to do anything. All he does is tell me it's going to be done. If I can use my term, I got your back on this. You're okay. You just do what you're supposed to do. I got you. I didn't teach you to swim to let you drown. Oh, glory to God. We must live a spirit-filled life. Can I tell you something? Wow. Can I tell you something? One of the best things you can do when fear come in or try to come in, when somebody give you some bad news, one of the best things you can do is begin to pray in other tongues. Begin to pray in other tongues. Begin to pray in other tongues. God's given that to his people. We are not confined to what's available in the earth. God's given us what he has for us from heaven as well. So when we pray in the Spirit, we are communicating spirit to spirit or spirit to God. And it's between us and him. We don't understand unless he gives us the revelation, and sometimes we're able to interpret what we speak, but a lot of times and most of the times, not. Hallelujah. Are you still with me?
Amen.
I want to drop down to verse 12, and I'm trying to close this out. I honestly didn't think I was going to be teaching this long. I really didn't, but I said, Lord, you have your way. Glory to God. And look at verse 12. It says, even so, you, since you are zealous of spiritual gifts. See, we should want spiritual gifts. We should desire spiritual gifts. Even so, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, let it be for the edification of the church that you seek to excel. Therefore, let him who speaks in a tongue pray that he may interpret. Now, that's in the church. I told you that earlier. In the church meetings, you know, if you start out in a gift of tongues and there is no interpretation, folk won't know what the Holy Spirit's trying to tell us. You still here? Amen. But now listen at what he said in verse 14. He said, for I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. For what conclusion, or what is the conclusion then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding. Otherwise, if you bless with the Spirit, how will he who occupies the place of the uninformed say amen at your giving of thanks, since he does not understand what you say? For you indeed give thanks well, but others are not edified. You understand what I'm saying? If someone give a tongue here tonight, there should be an interpretation of that tongue so that everybody can rejoice and everybody can praise the Lord at what God is trying to say. Are you still here?
Amen.
Glory to God. But now look back up at verse 4. And I'm not reading this in the order, but I just want to say this. Verse 4 says, he who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. When I speak in my devotional tongues, just me and the Lord, guess what I'm doing? I'm edifying myself. I'm being edified. I'm being charged up. It's just like being hooked up to a battery charger. Glory to God. I'm being pumped up. I'm being hooked up. Make a decision. that I'm going to live in the Spirit. I'm going to walk in the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Now, one other reference that I want to give you, and then we're going to quit. Or we're going to do something else. We're not going to stay here to 12. Y'all not nervous, are you? Well, I didn't get an amen. I got a few laughs. Did the Lord tell y'all something I hadn't heard yet? In Romans chapter 8, listen at this. Verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are what? Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. In conclusion, I want to say this to you. God's calling you every day of your life. Spend some time with Him, praying in other tongues. It's also called praying in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jonathan, how long are you going to be gone, brother? Okay. Make it as quick as you can. We're getting ready to do something else. I wasn't trying to embarrass you now, to understand that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I've been there. I know how you feel. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Right now, tonight, listen to me. I hope you receive what I had to say tonight. God is calling us to a Spirit-filled walk with Him. A Spirit-filled walk with Him. Thank you, Jesus. Now, hopefully you will be honest with me. Matter of fact, I want you to do something before.